Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 13th day of January 2009. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones this week. And we got tons of news for you. Of course, Bernanke wants more bank bailouts. We're going to get to that. In fact, Obama's supposed to address the nation on the bailouts today. And that's going to be a story for later. We're also going to play this columnist. I believe it's, what's his name? Blankley. Tony Blankley. He's out of the Washington Times. And he's been parading around in the media saying that a draft is coming back, much like Rahm Emanuel, new staff of Obama. And not only has he been saying it, but he said it wasn't going to be under the Bush administration. We're going to play the clip from 2007 when he was on MSNBC with Pat Buchanan saying it was coming, it was coming. Well, he's releasing a book, I believe, today, and it's called Grits. And it's all about how we need to bring back conscription. And Fox and Friends gave it a warm reception today. Don't you worry. It might have been yesterday, but boy, they, you know what? Conscription's a great idea. Let's just bring back the draft. We're going to invade Pakistan. Whoopee. So we're going to be playing those clips for you. But before I forget, I didn't plug it until so late in the show yesterday. Alex Jones's Tyranny Crusher 1 bullhorn is over at eBay. Even if you're not going to bid on it, go check it out. This is a piece of history, folks. I believe it's just above 47 G's right now, which is just a great contribution. We love all our listeners. But it's really going to go to help bring this office even bigger and better. And I'm telling you, folks, it is a big office. I'm tempted to come down here and just move right into one of the offices, really. I'm here most of the time anyway. I don't leave till late. I get here pretty early. I think I beat most of the staff here today. It's unbelievable. But anyway, Tyranny Crusher 1, I mean, it really is a piece of history. Alex, you know, has bullhorned the elite, the media. I think this is the same bullhorn he got Geraldo with. I think it's got two Bilderbergs under its belt, Scanner Darkly. I mean, what else could you ask for? And it's the... It's the one that got cut by the MSNBC guy that you can see up on the web right now. All right, so we might as well talk a little bailout, a little Obama policy. I mean, I know I've been going Obama crazy, but it's hard not to. It's all the news is about, number one. And we're so close. We're now literally 1 week away from him being sworn in. Here's some news for you. John Kerry's gold-plated consolation prize at MSNBC.com and New York Times. Well, he's the head of the Foreign Relations Committee. That shouldn't be a shock to people. John Kerry was put into place in 2004 to stage a loss to George Bush. He actually won, folks. That's right. If you didn't know, John Kerry won in 2004. He did. He didn't want a recount, though. He didn't want to tell you about Diebold and other machines rigging the election for the GOP. Why? Well, number one, he's related to Bush on both ends. He's a distant cousin on the mother and father side. They both went to college together out of Yale, 2 years apart. Not a shocker there either. And, of course, they're both in Skull and Bones. In fact, you know what? Those clips we're going to pull up. Pull up both the MSNBC, George Bush, Tim Russert, Skull and Bones, and the John Kerry, Tim Russert, Skull and Bones. And they both kind of, so secret I can't talk about it. And then John Kerry's like, well, I'm not going to tell anything. It's a secret. So, you know, 4 years later, he's now part of the administration. And you know that the powers that be, and these guys, which are like, you know, mid-level gangsters, really. These guys are like the captains. They're like, hey, man, you're the head of the Foreign Relations Committee in a few years. There's some real decisions to be made there. You can make a big difference. And John Kerry's like, you know what? I can make a big difference. I'll throw the election. Sounds great. So, John Kerry on the Obama team. Yay. Newsweek, of course, reporting that Obama's not going to give up any of the powers that were given to the executive branch after 9/11. This is called Obama's Cheney dilemma. Basically, they say, oh, Cheney was so tyrannical and power hungry, but he got all these powers and they're good for Obama. So Obama, don't just give them up yet. And by the way, we know you're going to close Guantanamo, but you got to do something with all those guys. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, Infowars.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight? only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough. You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes, filmmaker of Loose Change, Final Cut, and, of course, Fabled Enemies. You can get both of those at Infowars.com right now. We got some guests on later. We're going to have Larry Pratt on, Gun Owners of America. That's the top of the hour at 1 o'clock. And then we're gonna talk about this food raid issue with Jonas Stoltzfus and Maurice Thompson from 2 to 3. So stay tuned for that. But right now, we're talking about this Obama appointment. They're also saying it's a Clinton appointment. He'll be Clinton's lead inquisitor. Yes, because it's all the same team. You know, Obama was joking about putting Hillary on the administration. David Gergen called it when he said that, you know, oh, they're probably discussing whether or not she's going to get Secretary of State or another position when they ran off to the Bilderberg meeting. Well, they're not really discussing it. The powers that be are discussing it with them. Well, what would you feel more comfortable in? I mean, how... Do you feel like you're going to be able to lie to the people 3-4 times a week? Obama, you've already got to do it about 6 days a week. But what do you think, Hillary? Oh, she's up to the task. Let's do it. And then internationalist John Kerry, because that's what he is, Foreign Relations Committee. I mean, come on. These guys are all CFR, which is the Council on Foreign Relations. Do you think there's an overlap there? Oh, and you know what? I got to have Aaron bring me in that one article. I almost forgot. I believe the person that Obama has chosen for the environment is calling for global governance. And of course, she's not only calling for global governance, she's doing so under the guise of global warming. I'm so glad we talked about that yesterday and the carbon credits. I believe that's out of the Washington Times is even reporting it. The Washington Times. You know what? I'm going to grab that article. But first, I want to show you how interrelated Bush and Kerry are. Both of them, again, they are they're Skull and Bonesmen. So let's play both clips. Let's play Bush and then Kerry.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322?
Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
There are all kinds of secrets, like that I'll be throwing the election for George Bush, and I'll be the head of the Foreign Relations Committee in about 4 years. So, Tim, if you're still around, we'll be talking. Oh, that's right, you're not still around. Yikes. Yikes. Well, it really doesn't matter. We got to get that global governance article in here so I can just show you. And Obama doesn't seem to think it's a problem. When it was exposed, she was immediately pulled off their little global governance website. See, this is about world government. Haven't you heard? He's the world president. That's what everybody's saying. He's on the cover of the Rolling Stone. He's a rock star. He's not a president. Bernanke, more bailouts needed. This is off of CNNMoney.com. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said Tuesday that President-elect Barack Obama's proposed fiscal stimulus package could help the economy, but he added that the additional bailouts of financial institutions may also be needed to bring about a sustained economy. Oh, my God. See, the $800 billion plan isn't enough, and the analogy he makes at the end is just totally ridiculous. It's basically just like, give me your money and don't ask about it. You ready? It's good advice if, in general, if there's a fire burning, you try to put it out first, then you think about the fire code. So that basically means, let's not think about any of the laws. Let us steal absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. And what they're going to do is they're going to bail more banks out. They're going to give more infrastructure to the government. And he says in this article also that they need to... The chairman said it was also clear that there need to be changes in the regulation of financial institutions, both in the United States and in coordination with governments around the world. It's a world banking system. It's under criminal, elitist bankers, international bankers from other countries. But you know what? We don't mind. You know, we're just going to sit back on our new Obama Pepsis. And kick it. This is out of Newsweek, by the way. This is back, I believe, right before the election. We need a bank of the world. The financial crisis is global, and only an international central bank can deal with it. That's the headline. The idea of such an institution would have been a political non-starter before the current debacle. The crisis of the last several decades, the Latin America debt meltdown in the early 80s, the stock market crash in 87, the savings and loan collapse of the early 90s, the Asian financial blow-up of the late 1990s, blah, 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 blah. Nonsense. They've engineered this. They've brought in things like the IMF and World Bank as precursors to what they have planned. And there it is right there. I know we're not on air, but maybe in the tape. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So now today, and in fact, listeners, I know I gave a big ups to BL for all his footage that he sent, and I want to do that again, but we could really use some footage of whatever he says today. If you can get the whole thing on C-SPAN or MSNBC, please put it to DVD, record it, and send it to us. We need it. Obama is going to talk about the bailout for the first time today. Interesting. President-elect Barack Obama will go to Capitol Hill on Tuesday to meet with Senate Democrats and make his case for how he wants to spend the second half of the $700 billion bailout. See, they're still talking about a $700 billion bailout. It's in the trillions. Bernanke's saying we're taking more. I mean, really, I don't even know if it's going to be a finite amount of money. I mean, if you really think about it, if they loan out enough of it, you know, they could probably just loan out more than they have or they're supposed to again and again and again. So, you know, maybe it'll be $100 trillion before it's all over. And we'll all have to give up our firstborn. Or they'll make it, they'll make the excuse like China that we're so strained that we're only going to have one child births. So instead of our firstborn being taken, that's all you get. And then you get sterilized. It'll be delicious. You know, one of these guys bringing the bailout to us, who I constantly see parading around the news, is a guy named Barney Frank. All right? Now, Barney Frank, I am utterly no fan of, and I kind of alluded to it yesterday on the show, that I didn't care for him or his antics. And this is why. In the late 80s, and I'm going to read you an article from Time Magazine, and it's just, it's a disgusting article. In the late 80s, he was caught running a underage male brothel out of his Washington, D.C. home with his male prostitute boyfriend, what's his name? Gobi. Yeah, I think it's something Gobi. So Mr. Gobi was a drug-addicted male prostitute, and of course, being paid for sex by Barney Frank, but Frank was letting him run in a brothel there, and a lot of these kids were not 18. Let me repeat that. These kids were not 18. And he got caught, and he basically threatened other members of the House and other political elites in Washington on the floor and said, hey, if I go down, you're going down with me. I believe he was a Republican at the time. Of course, he switched over to Democrat. But he survived the scandal, and this is why he survived the scandal, because number one, we are utterly retarded as a populace. And articles like this one in Time, a skeleton in Barney's closet. A skeleton in Barney's closet? No. How about a young boy in Barney's closet? I mean, honestly, a skeleton? This is a skeleton? No, it's a little more than a skeleton. The issue isn't that he's a homosexual. It's that, oh my God, you know, it's unbelievable that you're having sex with underage kids. It even goes into another Ohio Republican, Donald Lukens, who got convicted in May of that year of having sex with a 16-year-old girl. Again, having sex with kids. And that's 16. These guys are into sicker. So anyway, he gets caught. Time Magazine puts out a skeleton in Barney Frank's closet. Now, later on, when Tom Foley, who was basically the head of the CPS for the government, is going on MSNBC applauding Chris Hansen and his little debacles catching all these other pedophiles. And he gets caught inappropriately communicating with a 16-year-old boy page. Well, God knows what else he's up to. This is what Representative Barney Frank has to say about it, all right? He, number one, he gets to comment, but him and the political pundits don't ever comment that it's a young boy. It's a gay issue. They're like, let's see. Was it common knowledge in Washington that Foley was gay? Excuse me, he's not gay. He's a pedophile. All right? Both sides of the aisle knew. It was an open secret. Foley would get people in Florida thinking that he was up north, but that was not the case. Once at a congressional Christmas party at the White House, my ex-boyfriend Herb went up to Foley and was with a female date and said to him, "Why don't you get a real date?" Foley didn't say anything. It's funny how a lot of gay male politicians in Washington came with the male dates at these events during the Clinton years, but then showed up with females under Bush. Come on. Give me a break. They make it into a gay issue. Now, that was back in 2006 he made those comments. It's not a gay issue. It's a issue of the fact that you're pedophiles and you should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And then people can't believe that they would be this evil. Well, here's just a light evil story I pulled up out of the news. You know, there's plenty of cases of the serial killers, you know, having kids chained up in their basements or women chained up in their basements. Or there was that case out of Syracuse where this guy would keep them for years in this basement and rape them continuously and then eventually kill them. And he had a family upstairs. Here's just a light one to prove, you know, how sick people can be. Man accused of selling daughter for cash and beer. And this is out of the Associated Press. Okay? This is out of California, by the way. Police have arrested a Greenfield man for allegedly arranging to sell his 14-year-old daughter into marriage in exchange for $16,000, 100 cases of beer, and several cases of meat. Police said that they only learned the deal after the 36-year-old man went to them to get his daughter back because payment wasn't made as promised. So this guy is not only evil, he's an idiot. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to play these conscription clips where Tom Blankley of the Washington Times is telling you, hey, we need a draft so we can invade Pakistan. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Obama climate czar has socialist ties. Instead of the Washington Times. Until last week, Carl M. Browner, President-elect Obama's pick as global warming czar. Oh, we need a czar for global warming. That's how real it is. Was listed as one of the 14 leaders of a socialist group's commission for a sustainable world society. See, it's always about sustainability. Just like in Joe Biden's Wall Street Journal article from the 90s, How I Learned to Love the New World Order. Where he says that overpopulation is a problem. They're saying World Sustainable Society.
which calls for global governance and says rich countries must shrink their economies to address climate change. Let me repeat that. The Sustainable World Society, which calls for global governance and says rich countries must shrink their economies to address climate change. See, this is his global warming czar. We're back in the Soviet Union. We need czars. By Thursday, Mr. Browner's name and biography had been removed from the Socialist International's webpage, though a photo of her speaking June 30th to the group's Congress in Greece was still available. Socialist International, an umbrella group for many of the world's social democratic political parties, such as Britain's Labour Party, said it supports socialism and is harshly critical of U.S. policies. The group's Commission for a Sustainable World Society, the organization's action arm on climate change, see, it's not global warming, even though she's the global warming czar, it's all about climate change. That broadens it out a bit. You know, they're allowed to do a lot more with just climate change. It's all okay. It sounds better. Climate change. Yes. It says the developed world must reduce consumption and commit to binding and punitive limits on greenhouse gas emissions. Mr. Obama, who has said action on climate change would be a priority in his administration, tapped Mrs. Browner last month to fill a new position as White House Coordinator of Climate and Energy Policies. Yes, she's the White House Coordinator on Climate and Energy Policies. So she'll also know when to jack up your NYSIG bill. That's really nice of her. Great. The appointment does not need Senate confirmation. Mr. Obama's transition team said Mrs. Browner's membership in the organization is not a problem and that it brings experience in U.S. policymaking in her new role. The Commission for Sustainable World Society includes world leaders from a variety of political parties, including British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Okay, I need you to pull up another clip. Let's pull up Gordon Brown talking about the New World. Just type in Gordon Brown New World Order speech. This is before he was elected, and I'll let you know when you got the right one. It's about 2.5 minutes long. He pumps in the term New World Order about a dozen times, and this guy is a toy. I mean, it's on the cover of the newspapers there for Gordon Brown calling for a New World Order. That's it right there. That's it right there. Can we go right to that? Because these are the people that are on the World Sustainable Society that this lady is heavily involved in. All right, play it up.
All these new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British Foreign Secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power, it's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the new world order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment and investment in education, infrastructure and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
All right, well, obviously I've made the term New World Order up, and, you know, the head of Britain, he doesn't know anything about it. Oh, man, you know what, I'm going to take your calls coming up in a few minutes. I really want to take some calls on topic. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The Ionic Zone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Shang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Browner named Obama's global climate change czar, global warming czar, member of the World Sustainable Society, calling for global governance with such players as Gordon Brown at the helm. This is what the new world order is. This is a total takeover of our economic, our foreign and domestic policies. But, you know, most people will tell you it's a kooky term, it doesn't exist, except for when world leaders are talking about it. And they have to air it. I mean, John King knows about it, he talks about it on Colbert. Colbert is well aware of it, too. I mean, he's made some secret society references now that are just off the chain. So, again, we have Obama today talking about the economic crisis. I'm sure he's going to talk about how he's behind Bernanke, and they need to give even more money to the banks. Even more money to the banks, it's just going to sink the economy further and faster. And let's just hope. Let's hope and pray that this 21st or 22nd crisis that Colin Powell is talking about has already passed. Because he was on a while back. I did get a couple text messages and emails that people felt that it was the economic crisis that he was talking about. Let's hope it's not a draft. Let's hope he's not planning on, well, you know what? Biden's on that diplomatic mission to Pakistan. I really hope and pray it's not a draft. But, you know, speaking of the draft, that's a good segue in this before we take your calls, and we'll do that after these two clips. In 2007,
this guy was promoting on MSNBC, this Blankley fella, that we need to bring back a draft, but it won't be through the Bush administration. So we're going to play that clip first because now he has a book out. And remember, Rahm Emanuel is talking about the same exact thing, males 18 to 25. He also mentions in this that obesity and urban couch potatoes are hindering recruitment. So who knows, maybe this is also going to be a call to regulate what we can and can't eat. All right, let's play the Buchanan clip.
Institution of the military draft should be considered and has always been an option on the table. A Pentagon spokesman frankly rejected the idea today, saying that the military is giving the idea, quote, absolutely no consideration, unquote. But is it time to revive conscription for the first time since Richard Nixon? Back to discuss it are Democratic strategist Stephanie Cutter and editor of the Washington Times editorial page, Tony Blankley. Tony, it just seemed to me political year. Nobody's going to recommend a return to the draft. But is the draft a good idea, or is a partial draft a good idea? We got 5,000 troops in the Army. It is breaking, according to the Army Chief of Staff, on the basis of two small guerrilla wars. Now, is the U.S. Army big enough and strong enough to handle all the commitments this country's got?
It's not going to happen on Bush's watch, because it's not time for that debate to occur. But the military clearly is not big enough to do the job that's going to be required of it in a world that we live in today and into the foreseeable future. As you say, two small wars, and we're almost tapped out as far as troops are concerned. You've got a real split in the Pentagon, because they really believe in the volunteer force, and I know a lot of people are in it, and the quality and the esprit de corps that comes from being volunteers is a tremendous value. In a high-tech army, you want people who are committed to a career, at least for many years, not just draftees coming in. So there's a huge argument for it, for keeping volunteer, except you can't get to the numbers. And I know there are some people at the Pentagon, I've talked with some, who are talking about the day is going to come when, as wonderful as our volunteer force is, we're going to have to supplement it with a conscript army.
You agree with that?
I don't know whether or not the day is going to come. I do agree that it would take an enormous amount of political will to get this done. And it'll take an enormous amount of time to build that political will.
All right, let's pull this
but
one.
But we are facing a crisis
the next
in terms of...
you know, the kind of thing can go. But, yeah, right there in 2007, he blatantly says it's not going to happen under this administration. Well, here comes the new administration and Fox and Friends to the rescue.
Welcome back, everyone. 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Can America's power last forever? And how do we achieve a new nationalism that puts our country's survival first?
Those questions and more are addressed in a brand new book by Tony Blankley. It comes out today. It's called American Grit. What will it take for America to survive and win in the 21st century? And joining us for his first TV interview about the book is Tony Blankley. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
If you read some of the European papers, they're talking about America is finally in decline. They're getting what they've had coming to them all along. Do you believe that?
Well, it could be so. We have it in our power not to be in decline, and that's what my book's about. I do believe that for the first time in our history, if we don't do a lot of things smart and tough, we could get overwhelmed by the rise of China, the rise of India, the rise of radical Islam. Mm-hmm. We failed to exploit our energy. We're not paying enough attention to what our kids are learning. Bill Ayers is actually a senior person in guiding the curriculum design of America. That started just this last March. But we have it in our power, and I try to write some tough proposals for what we need to do so that our grandchildren live in a country strong enough to protect our freedoms just as we do.
Yeah, Tony, your book's going to get a lot of attention because there are some controversial, bold suggestions. The first one, obviously, that caught my eye was that you're calling for a universal draft, which would mean that all 18-year-olds in America would have to serve for 2 years.
Yes, look, I don't like it. I love the volunteer army. I've got a son who's a second lieutenant in the volunteer army. I know the young men and women who serve. They're the greatest young kids we've ever produced. But we don't have enough troops, and it's manifest that we don't by several magnitudes. For instance, when George Bush wanted to have the surge, he was told by the senior generals we didn't have the extra 20,000 troops to finish the war. Okay. Now, he decided to go against their advice, but the advice of the top general says we didn't have the 20,000. Mm-hmm. Now Obama wants to go into Afghanistan. Maybe a good thing, but he says we don't have the troops necessarily pulled out of Afghanistan.
All right, cut it right there. All right, see, Obama does want to go into Afghanistan. Just like I talked about yesterday, he's going to be repositioning the troops there. It's going to be a flux from Iraq into there. You're going to still see troops in Iraq, of course. But this guy has been calling for this. Oh, my God. We're going to draft 18-year-old kids, and we're going to put them to war. It's unbelievable. It's coming back. Rahm Emanuel's behind it. All right, let's take your calls. I promise I'll take your calls. Take a couple calls before the break. Let's go to Diane in New York. Diane, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes.
Jason, I'm on the air? Okay.
Yes.
This is Diane. I'm with We Are Change in New York. We're having an event. It's called the Global Meltdown Survival Clinic, and it is a free survival and preparedness clinic. The presenter is Eitan Edwards. He's executive director of the International Self-Reliance and Preparedness Network. Some people in New York are familiar with Eitan Edwards because he went on the radio shortly after 9/11 and said that the air was not safe to breathe. And he got Mayor Giuliani very, very angry. And Edwards is going to discuss nuclear preparedness, what to do when there's no doctor, things like gardening and solar power, some things we can use right now. Mm-hmm. I hope you can come. I hope you'll be back in New York and you can come. But it is
What's the date on that?
It's Sunday, January 25th, from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and it's going to be at the Yippie House Museum and Cafe, which is at 9 Bleecker Street. the information is up on the We Are Change website. Unfortunately, the flyer says 8 Bleecker Street, but the blurb afterwards says 9 Bleecker Street.
Yes, wearechange.org is the website, I believe. Thank you for the call, Diane. We Are Change events are just awesome. January 25th, be sure to go there. If you're in the city, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it. That's about a week after I get back, but that is a long drive. It's all about the weather. Wearechange.org, just doing amazing things out there. We had Matthew Medina from We Are Change San Antonio on yesterday. The New York group with Luke Radowski and others, of course. A great organization. All right, let's go to Tom in Utah. Tom, what's on your mind?
Howdy. The first thing I want to do is plead with all of my anybody out there that has contact with Eustace Mullins. Is that a familiar name to you?
I met Eustace, yes.
I opened up an issue, and it may sound so trivial or unconnected, but it falls in with what you're talking about. It's about, you know, affecting the military, also affecting, I hate to even say this, it sounds like almost a eugenics program. Anyway, anybody can contact Eustace, or if you can, get him to contact me and go to a website called gassingamerica.com. Again, that's gassingamerica.com. And I said that's kind of a curious issue with the military. The military is using units that were designed or put the change of design occurred after what I perceive as a curious meeting at Iron Mountain. I don't know if that rings bells.
You know what, Tom, you're all over the place here. Thank you for the call. Iron Mountain is a military base underground in Pennsylvania. God knows what they do there. We know they store a lot of things there. If you're talking about, I don't know, the depleted uranium in Iraq, poisoning the soldiers, we know that's there. If you're talking about the chemtrail situation, you know, I'm going to talk about chemtrails when we do the TV, because I want to show the new Metallica video, All Nightmare Long. It's got the Tunguska event in it. It's got eugenics in it. It turns into something out of Doom, but then it goes into chemtrails. And I really think it's worth people watching, because at the end they try to spin it that chemtrails are there to protect us. And I'm not a big fan of that, even though I'm a big fan of Metallica. All right, let's go to the next caller. Let's go to Randy in Michigan. Randy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. Yeah, I call in often when you're hosting, as well as Alex Jones. I was just going to comment on the draft thing. And, like, it's so true. You guys have been warning about it so long. And, like, Ron Paul's warned about it. And, you know, I read his book, The Revolution. And I'll quote something out of his book. Is that okay if I do that on the show?
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Okay. It's out of The Revolution. He says the draft is a totalitarian institution that is based on the idea that the government owns you and can dispose of your life as it wishes. And then he goes on about Robert Taft, how he talked about it. And Jason, how you were commenting on the obesity statement from those military guys or whatever, it just reminds me of how you and Alex warned of this in the past, how the government offers a creates a problem, then offers a solution. It's like narrow-minded solution, and it's forcible, you know. And the corporations, they've been putting high fructose corn syrup in our foods here, and it's just to save, you know, a half cent on a bottle of Coke or whatever, and it's just making us fat, and then, oh, hey, you guys are fat, get in the military, or I don't know how it
exactly.
Works.
Well, no, what it'll do is that'll be part of your little carbon credit system, and I thank you for the call, Randy, and we always like Ron Paul quotes here, by the way. It'll go like this. Oh, you're obese. You're going to have to pay a little more tax action. Otherwise, we're going to have to take your food from you. And basically, Codex Alimentarius is going to decide what kind of foods you can have, what you can ingest. And we're going to talk about that later. Actually, a couple of our guests today are talking about how they're SWAT teaming and raiding Mennonites who are trying to sell eggs at local farmers markets. We're going to have Jonas Stolfitz and Maurice Thompson on from 2 to 3 in the final hour. And here's the deal. When people try to regulate your food, what's going to happen is the general populace is going to get very sick. A lot of us aren't going to have the vitamins and minerals we need. We're going to be turned into a slave class. And then, with this conscription, we're going to be the healthiest we've ever been from 18 to 25 while we're in the military. Because they're going to juice us up with all sorts of God knows what. And for a certain amount of time, we'll appear very healthy, but they'll probably have long-term detrimental effects like most of their vaccinations and programs do. All right, let's go to the next caller. Let's go to Scott in Seattle. Scott, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller, and I'm kind of glad that you brought up the draft because there's two things about it that I want to mention. Mm-hmm. I had kind of had brought this up on my little Internet show several months ago when people were denying that he was trying to push it. But isn't it just very funny how these so-called two-faced, phony-ass progressive talk show hosts and bloggers are sitting up here trying to push this National Service Act as some kind of a FDR type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when if John McCain were to bring it up, you know, oh, they were hyperventilating about it. But, you know, Obama is supposed to be a good thing. And, you know, they have not even read the thing and they don't even understand what this whole thing is about.
Well, Obama's acceptance speech, When he won the election, he said that he was going to ask anybody for great service and sacrifice, every single one of you guys.
Oh,
so
yeah,
get ready.
And they think it's, you know, some kind of John Kennedy type thing talking about, you know, ask not what, you know, you can do for your country, blah, blah, blah. But the second thing that I wanted to bring up about it real quick, and I know you guys are in the information business, and I know it was posted on your blog about the National Service Act, but I don't think anybody is aware of this. You know, Carolyn Kennedy, who they're trying to get to replace on Hillary's Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody is aware of this, but she sits on the committee for the National Service Act.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's not a shocker. A lot of these people aren't. They're, you know, their fathers, their uncles, and they do go along with the elitist system. Once you join politics, it's so hard to go against that route. And often those who do are in plane crashes, like her brother. And I'm sorry, not her brother, but her cousin. And not only him, but look at Paul Wellstone also in a plane crash. Hey, I don't know if these, you know, are any kind of conspiracies, but it is kind of funny how they just end up dying whenever they oppose the establishment. I thank you for the call, Scott. We're going to go to another first-time caller. Let's go to Bob in Vegas. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I've always wanted to ask this question about GMOs. Whenever Osama left from Chicago, he got a hamburger and fries before he left, and when he got to Washington, he went out for a hot dog. What do these elites eat? Do they know that they're eating GMOs just like us, or do they ever go out to restaurants and eat? Because they're eating GMOs there too, aren't they?
You know, a lot of them do, you know, pump down Diet Coke, and I mean, you can see it on the Bilderberg tapes. A lot of them don't eat healthy, but the probable difference is when you're a Rockefeller, I'm guessing that they give you some kind of vaccination that's not tainted. Or they give you the vitamin sources. I mean, there's plenty of people out there with natural cures for cancer. I'm not saying they all work. A lot of them are scams. But, you know, a lot of these things are health issues. So, you know, they probably have the top nutritionists in the world, you know, keeping their bodies healthy. I mean, they do seem to live an awful long time. I mean, Daddy Bush was just on TV with his son the other day, and he's well into his 80s.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? These things are reversible. I mean, why they pump us full of GMO foods is because when the common guy gets cancer, your insurance that you've paid into takes care of your death by letting you go get radiated for a few months and then dying. You know, I mean, it's a huge industry. I would encourage you to go check out G. Edward Griffin's lecture, A World Without Cancer, and he really talks about B17, levitrathol, and that treatment for cancer. I believe there's a doctor named Gersh out there that it must have been in the, it was either the 50s or 60s, but he went before Congress and had all these cases that he had cured, and they basically threw him out and outlawed. I mean, they make it so you can't make any type of claim. Yesterday on the show, for instance, I played a clip of John Kansas, who cured his own cancer using radio frequency waves and then figured out a different frequency wave to burn salt water. Now, you can type in salt water burns, watch it on YouTube. We played the clip on the show yesterday.
Well, Jason, where do they get their groceries from, do you think?
Where do they, I would imagine from small farms that they're trying to outlaw.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. You know, most of them do eat the primo food, but a lot of them eat the garbage. Everybody loves Wendy's, right? They want to stuff their faces just like everybody else. The difference is they know how to treat themselves because they have the top doctors and nutritionists in the world. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
It's the Alex Jones Show, and I'm hoping that these calls are going to remain somewhat on topic. I'm glad a couple people called in about the draft because, you know, we have talked about conscription on this program now for years. You know, a lot of people thought it would be under the Bush administration, but, you know, quite frankly, so many of their lies were so thinly veiled and exposed on some level that it was hard for the people to get behind him in anything less than the September 11th event. And that's just the facts.
And now they've manufactured this new state senator from 2004 to regular senator by 2006 to president in 2008. I mean, a state senator running for senator in 2004, getting the Senate seat, and now he's our president? And they promote him as some kind of civil rights hero. He hasn't done anything for civil rights, you know, other than putting a puppet Manchurian candidate black guy in there. I would have much rather had Cynthia McKinney, an African-American woman who stood for something, actual civil rights. Pretty crazy, huh? And now, you know, with him naming his climate czar, Carol M. Browner, of the the Sustainable World Society. Sustainable World Society. So, again, it's all about regulation of what you can eat, breathe, drive, how much garbage you can have. Oh, carbon footprint. How I wish you didn't exist. Well, you really don't exist. It's a nonsense term to enslave you. All right, let's keep taking calls. In the next hour, we're going to have Ted Anderson on and Marty Schachter. And top of the first hour, 1 o'clock, we're going to have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And then, of course, from 2 to 3, we're going to have Jonas Stolzfitz and Maurice Thompson. All right, let's go to Dave in California. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
How are you?
I got a comment on the draft, man, but can I finish up my thought from yesterday? I got cut off because I was busy talking about Obama and his
All right, sure.
being a Messiah. Okay. I was talking about how the rulers put great stock in their symbols of fake power and fake honor and all that, mm-hmm. and how ridiculous it is, and how we can hurt them with it without violence and legally as well because it feels good. And here's an example for you. Congratulations to our honorable United States Navy on the commissioning of their new aircraft carrier, the USS George Pervert Walker Bush, named after a child-molesting homosexual criminal. Boy, I want my kid to serve on that ship. I'm referring to the Washington Times front-page story during the Reagan-Bush administration. Quote, underage male prostitute tours White House after midnight. That's a quote. Anyone who's unaware of this can simply search for Franklin cover-up and conspiracy of silence.
I'm glad you brought that up because we talked about that earlier today. That's kind of a nexus point into the Barney Frank stuff that I was talking about earlier, where he was caught running an underage male brothel out of his D.C. home as well. And I would encourage people to watch. I mean, you know, Franklin cover-up's got a lot more information. I've read the Franklin cover-up as well. But Conspiracy of Silence is one of those YouTube videos out there that really it'll absolutely make you vomit in your mouth if you sit through the whole hour. And this was something that was supposed to air on, it was either the Discovery Channel or A&E. I think it was the Discovery Channel. It was actually listed in local and the national TV guides. And it was lobbied not to be put on television. They paid all the expense. I think it was something over $250,000 back to the producers. Congress paid for it. And even more disturbing is the fact that the only reason it's out there is because somebody who worked on the case had a working work print copy, or someone in the editing room had a work print copy, and he gave it to John DeCamp so he could present it in one of the boys' cases. Dave, we'll come back to you on the other side. Five after the hour, we have Midas Resources and Ted Anderson on. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.